This recording, British Columbia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I was born in Prince George, British Columbia, and I lived there until I was 7. We had a cabin up on Summit Lake, which is about a 30-minute drive north of Prince George, where we spent most of our summers. And we would basically spend the whole summer water skiing and kneeboarding and hiking around. We had no power or electricity out there or running water, so we would have to drive up to a little convenience store called Bear Lake convenience store and get gas and water. And that was always a really fun trip for us because as little kids, we would we'd go and load up on junk food, which was a lot of fun and probably not so much fun for my mom. And we would also go and dump our garbage at the local garbage dump out there, which was also a big event because there would quite often be bears that we could see. And during the summer, we would also quite often drive to Jasper and Edmonton. Both are about a 4-hour drive east of Prince George. So we would go on big road trips and go hiking, and then we would go to Edmonton usually for theater or, yeah, musical theater. And there was a little ranch outside of Edmonton that we would go to called Crazy Acres, which they let us milk cows and play with their kittens and do all that fun stuff that kids love. When I was 7, I moved down to Victoria and spent the rest of my life there, which was a really great place to grow up. We lived in Oak Bay, and so we were very close to a lot of beaches, particularly Willows and Gonzales Beach. And growing up there, it was just never-ending fun, going down to the tide pools and playing with the crabs and all the sea life and seals and otters. Me and my friends quite often go and camp up on Sombrio Beach, is all right along the Wanda Fuca Trail. Growing up, me and my dad also, we had a motorboat that we kept at the Oak Bay Marina, and so quite often at nights we would boat over to the San Juan Islands and go whale watching and quite often run into orcas and porpoises and dolphins. So another place that we went is me and my friends quite often go camping over on the Gulf Islands, and it's great for recreation because we can paddle and paddleboard and kayak, and yeah, I now live in Big West.